So let's talk about KRAS. Who's doing the test and how reliable is it?
Okay. So the testing of KRAS is a complicated question and certainly one that the regulatory authorities are very concerned about. There are a number of different ways to do it, and I think that many commercial labs are now offering it, usually using the kits that have been prepared in conjunction with the panitumumab studies, the DXS kit. I'm not endorsing or not endorsing it. I'm just saying that that's what a lot of the data have been based on. And the laboratory people that I've discussed it with, independent of the company, tell me it's a very user-friendly kit and rather easy to interpret. It's a PCR. And it can also be done by Sanger sequencing, which is what our in-house pathology department is doing. So at Memorial Sloan Kettering, we've been, by an in-house Sanger sequencing technique, doing KRAS mutation analysis routinely since January 1st of this year. That's January 2008. And as of July of 2008, it has become a standard default at our institution that if there is a biopsy of metastatic colorectal cancer, not stage 1, 2, or 3, but stage 4 disease, that automatically defaults to KRAS mutation analysis just as a breast cancer biopsy would default to ER and PR and HER2 status, because we feel that we need that information in order to assign our treatment planning. Again, not because I'm saying that we're using frontline anti-EGFR therapies. We're not, for the most part. But because I think it's useful to be able to let a patient know in the course of planning what the options are and are going to be. And I'd rather discuss with a patient up front, if you have a mutated KRAS, then from your perspective, cetuximab and panitumumab don't exist. They're not in the treatment plan. But if you have a wild type, they are important drugs and they are in the treatment plan.
So you incorporate that into your decision making concerning these agents?
Absolutely.
What about panitumumab? What do you see as the current role of that agent?
Well, I'm not convinced that panitumumab and cetuximab are very different from each other.